We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. You also can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. Chris Hoke in studio with us. Chris, we talked about Dick LeBeau as a person and as the type of coach to play for. What do you expect him to bring against the Steelers tonight? We asked Ben about this on his show with us on Tuesday. He goes, everything. He said, everything and everything.
It means everything. And, you know, you look at it means everything to Coach LeBeau this game tonight. You know, just talking with him last night, it's going to be a unique experience for him because of the love that he has for the Steelers and the time that he spent here. And while he was here having two Super Bowls, the trophies, being put in the Hall of Fame, and a lot of it he feels because of what we did, even though we know it was because of what he did on the field as a Lion, but he also expressed a lot to us as he felt because it was what we did and how good we were as a defense. So there's going to be that issue and that in his mind there about playing against the Steelers. But in terms of strategic attack that he's going to put on this Steelers offense, you know Coach LeBeau, he is a very – he goes with his gut, and he does a lot of film study, and he has a lot of experience to draw on. And there's nobody better in a game-time situation that just makes calls from his gut, and they're successful. I think he's going to try to – in my opinion, after studying film and just – studying this game, I think his attack is going to be to shut down the run game and to attempt to shut down the run game and make Ben beat him with his arm.
How do you do that?
I think you've got to put eight guys in the box. You've got to make them earn every yard, and then try to get them in third and six plus. We know that statistically Ben is below the line in terms of how he is in third and six plus. And so, he's going to try to do that and then come with them with those patented blitzes that we saw here for years and years and years that he ran with the Steelers.
They have allowed the fewest big passing plays in the NFL this season, Tennessee. That's a calling card of a low defense.
Didn't he always preach, don't give up the big
play? Well, that's a big thing.
It
would always drive, and I always talk about that. It would drive me and Casey Hampton crazy because you would see like a third and five and they'd give him an 8-yard cushion. You're like, you're giving the first down, but it really was the bend, don't break mentality. Don't give up the big play because they always felt it was the mentality of Coach LeBeau, and it still is, that a team's not going to methodically move the ball down the field on your defense very often. And so if you don't give up the big play, the offense is going to shoot themselves in the foot, or your players, your star players, are going to give you an opportunity to make a big play and get the ball back to your offense.
When would he go for broke? When would he throw the kitchen sink?
Oh, listen, it was always, we had a call. It was zero coverage, and it was Eagle plus open cat, and corner would come from the open side, and we'd be coming – at the quarterback. He loved that call. He would do it down towards the goal line.
Okay, so
down towards the goal line. And, you know, it's third down where he would really do that. He was very, very strategic on when he would blitz on first, second down. I know a lot. We played a lot of our base defense when I was playing with Coach LeBeau on first and second down because we were so good at it. Just our double bubble, three down linemen, two linebackers over the guards, and we would play like that because we were so good at it. He doesn't have – the difference between those defenses he had here with the Steelers and the defense he has now with the Titans, where there are good players, there's not great players on that defense that we had. Troy Polamalu, I mean, James Harrison in his prime, and James Ferrier and Casey Hampton. Aaron, you can go on and on and on about the great players we had. He doesn't have that personnel, but you're still seeing a lot of his fingerprints and what he likes to do on this defense.
As you look at their defense, talk about it a little bit. You know, the safety has six interceptions. He seems to be quite the balk. I don't even know how do you say
Byard.
His name? Byard.
Byard. Kevin Byard.
Six interceptions. He goes after it.
And they love Kevin Byard. I mean, they you talk about what he does in the film. What I've seen on film study, he is a ball hawk. And he had, I want to say, 19 interceptions in college. He comes into the NFL. He still has that same mentality. He comes in here. He's always around the ball. Has a great feel for the game. And when the ball's in the air, tonight, you're going to see Kevin Byard around the ball. He plays with great instincts, and Coach LeBeau is going to count on him to be one of the guys who makes a big play for him tonight to get the ball back to the offense.
Do you believe in the idea that this game means more to the Tennessee coaches? That because of all the ex-Steelers that they have on that staff, that this game takes on more importance for them because they want to beat this team in particular? Do you buy that?
I do buy that. I think there's something there. I mean, everybody loves to coach for the Steelers, and everybody, I believe,
Russ Grimm, Mike Mularkey,
Lou Spanos, Nick Eason, DeShay Townsend.
You go on and on.
You go on all these guys. It is. And it just like when it was Pittsburgh West. And so this is personal. I don't think any of those coaches, Pony, have any ill will feelings or bad feelings towards the Steelers. It's just their time was had here and they moved on. But if you look at the coaching staff, you look at the familiarity, this means a lot to these coaches, but also it means a lot to the organization. Listen, they're 6-3. They want to show, and this is what happens. The Steelers face teams like this all the time, and that's why people talk about the Steelers and how do they play down to competition. There's a lot of variables, I believe, there, but one of the things is teams always use the Steelers as their measuring stick. The Titans tonight, you read over and you hear over and over again that they want to see if they are in that upper echelon of teams, like the Steelers. And the Steelers, I've always had to deal with these teams that are over-motivated because of this measuring stick.
I'm going to turn that around, though. Don't you think this means a little more to Keith Butler than maybe the normal game does, too? That, you know, here I'm going against my mentor and the Jesus, even Mike Tomlin, who, you know, parted ways with sure. LeBeau. I'm thinking that can work that way for certainly Keith Butler.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. I think there's a great point there, Pony, that it is motivating for Keith Butler. He wants to show that he is comparable, that he can get the job done, that his mentor and his hero and Coach LeBeau, that he can still measure up. But I still think they're not going head-to-head, so it's a little different.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy for us to talk about. Yeah. It still comes down to the players.
You can put the players in the right positions and make the right calls at the right time.
I want to push back on one thing you said there about the measuring stick. I think that's definitely true for tonight. Because Tennessee, their record, if you look at who they've beaten and how they've won four games in a row, you don't see a good team there. You see the AFC North outside of the Steelers and the Colts. So I definitely agree with that. That for Tennessee, if they're going to get taken seriously, it's important for them to go out and play well tonight. I did not feel on Sunday against Indianapolis like it was the case of the Colts looking at the Steelers as the team that has the target on them and them playing up to that level. I thought the Steelers and the players said it after the game. They weren't ready coming out of that bye. I thought they were a very sloppy, lethargic football team in the first half. Is that what you saw?
Yeah, absolutely. I saw a very sloppy ball team who came in there almost half asleep in that first half.
How does
and
that
they woke
happen?
Up. You know what? And here's the thing, Pony. I don't know if you can explain away why that happens. These guys are professionals. I was at practice last week. I watched these guys prepare. They prepared like any other week. They were focused. The tempo intensity practice was the same. But when you look at it, think about it. Let's put it in this perspective. When you think of some of these great college teams, when you think of when an Alabama comes to town, you're going to give it your best shot, right? When a storied team like a USC comes in, you're giving them your best shot. It's the same thing in the NFL. A Steelers is a story franchise. You know that they're one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. And when they come to town, you go out and give it your best. Because as a player, individually, you're thinking, if I can have a great game against the Steelers, this could be my moment. As a team, you're thinking, if we can go out and say, hey, we beat the Steelers, even though we might end up being 6-10, we had a quality win against the Steelers. Every team gives their best shot against the Steelers.
How come you didn't mention BYU as a story?
Oh, man.
They beat UNLV the other night.
Oh, come on, Cookie. We got one national championship in 84, and we still hang our hat on that.
Well, you beat like a 6-5 team to win that national championship.
Oh, come on. Michigan was a great team. That's what everybody wants to say. They always want to say a 6-5 team. The reality is, we have the national championship trophy in our cases.
Now, was Tom Brady the quarterback of that? Oh, you'd have never beat Michigan.
Hey, Chris, they got a bullseye on their back. They went to Denver and killed that team.
They did. And listen, that is – and I truly believe you have to give credit to the leadership of that team. I think Tom Brady, we talk a lot about Tom Brady and my feelings for what took place when his time there. But he's a winner, and he has proven that he knows how to get these teams going. I've seen Tom Brady at Heinz Field when we were beating a Tom Brady-led team. When we were ahead of a Tom Brady-led team, I've seen him pull the team together. I've seen him pull the offensive huddle together and get in their face and motivate them and drive them and will them to win.
All right, we'll continue the talk with Chris Hoke. You see him now on Steeler Weekends on KDK-TV2. What a better way to kick off your holiday season than with a shirt signed by a surprise TSE athlete. That's thanks to Total Sports Enterprises at the Mall at Robinson. Listen to the Fan Morning Show next Wednesday for your chance to win. We'll be right back with Chris Oak next. We're Cookin' Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.